Right. An area of emerging interest is to look not just at the diagnosis of schizophrenia as a phenotype, but to look at symptom profiles of patients as a phenotype in these genetic studies. Our group at Zucker Hillside has focused a fair amount on looking at the gene dyspindin, and we've noted that dyspindin seems to be associated with lifetime severity of negative symptoms in our data set, and this has been observed by other groups also. Other genes, such as DISC1, we've observed to be associated with positive symptoms. There's a large body of work now going on really trying to dissect the symptomatic heterogeneity of schizophrenia and looking at specific candidate genes and the relationships to symptomatology.